Nemesis is a very, very big bikush for the kind of mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah to get the shear correct. All the shiurim of all of the mitzvahs to Rabbanan is also a big bikush. And this is there's really two mitzvahs d'oraisas that are negeya. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah, and there's a mitzvah of sabachta b'chagecha. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's equally a mitzvah d'oraisa. So mitzarecha, a person wants to get the right shear to be mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzad sheni, a person is machbid olav as a shear. They have to take such a large amount and to take a large amount of wine, a large amount of matzah. And there's some people that pashut get sick. And instead of having the simchas, instead of having the chayrus and the simchas yontif, the pashut can't have, they don't have the simchas yontif and the chayrus from the seder, which is also not right. I grabbed there was away for Shabbos and out of town. So the chashiv rav spoke by Shalashudis, and he spoke about the inyan of how Paray was able to keep the Kal Yisrael from tefillah because he was machbir all of us as avoda. And he tainted that we also have an inyan of Paray by us, by our Seder. He says because before the Seder, the whole day of Erev Yantiv, the Yetzihara makes it that people should work very hard and not come into the Seder with the proper menuchas hanefesh that they could be able to get from the Seder the iyun and the hisbainness in the cheris that they're supposed to be getting and the simcha. And he said that the shiurim also. He said that the shiurim take away the people that they the Yetzirah, that's what he says, is machbid, they machbid on themselves the shiurim, and it takes away from the simchas and from the inyanim that's supposed to be gotten out from the Seder. So this is a thing that we have to balance. This be'emis, what the person has to know, the be'emis is that there is a shear for achilas matzah, which is the shear for d'oraisa. There's achilas marer. There's kairach. There's afikaimen. We have to know that the shear kezayis of karpas, because we have to eat less than a shear. So we have a suffix on the bracha achrona, which we could talk about. And avada is a shear for the kais, for the dalat kaisis. So to be makdim, I think it's kedai to be makdim with two pashuti yisaidis that a person should know. And then we can be makdim the etzim shirim. First of all, everything has to have a definition. Bezdin can't give malchus on, let's say, achilas chazir, achilas chaylev, whatever it is. Bezdin can't give malchus with a general idea of what's an achila. So, al kaparim, there has to be a definition of what's achila, the word achila. And the mitzvah is also the zalbazach. You have to have a definition of what's it. Terry says there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. What's the definition of achila? So, is a pasuk. Shteit a pasuk in Torah, in Dvarim. Eretz zayis shemen udvash. Zak the Gemara in Brachas daf mem aleph amud aleph. Eretz shereiv shireb kizesim. And Rashi says over there, achilas chaylev v'dam v'noiser v'ayta. The Gemara is masik that the pasik is an asmachta, and halacha, the union of kizayis is halacha l'mashem Sinai. The Rambam in Hilchas Machalas Asuris zokt Kol Yisuri Malachas Shabbatayra Maichalas Shabbatayra Shiurim B'Kizayis Beinani Bein L'Malkis Bein L'Koris Bein L'Misas B'Dei Shemayim V'Gam B'Mitzvah Satulia Matzah Pesach V'Tavayit Atulia B'Achila K'mari Achilas Matzah Pesach Eina Yoytzim Hochas B'Kizayis. So that's the inyan of achila is upgekeist with kizayis. Okay, so that's one thing. That's one yisayid. The second yisayid is that the shear of kizayis is in nefach and not in mishkel. What does that mean? Volume, not weight. What's volume? If you take a square and you draw an inch to the length, an inch to the width, in that box you'll have one square inch. That's a square inch. If you take a box and make it in three dimensions, that's called a cube. So you'll have the amount of water that cube will throw off if you put it into water. That is called a cubic measurement. That's called nefach. The mashal, if you took a baby bottle and you filled the baby bottle, let's say, you know, on the side of a baby bottle there's markings. On the side of a baby bottle there's markings. So there's markings of milliliter, cc, or there's markings of ounce. Let's take ounce, we're familiar with ounce. It's okay?
Yeah.
Hello? Good? Not good? Okay. Take ounce. So if you fill a baby bottle, let's say, LaMarshall, you put in 6 ounces of water. You look at the line, and there's 6 ounces, right? Now, Lu Yitzu, you took an olive, that olive was the olive that Chazal said, this is the olive. This is the kizayis, right? So you took that olive, and you put that olive in the water, and the water level would go up by, let's say, 1 ounce. Barach, right? That amount that it goes up by 1 ounce, that's a kizayis. So the volume of the olive is round, it's hard to see the volume, it's not a cube, but put the olive in the water goes up by that amount, that's a kizayis. So let's say you wanted to eat some grapes, and you want to know if you make an ala eitz on the grapes, you need a kizayis. So you would take that same bottle, the marshal, you'd fill it up with 6 ounces of water, 6 ounces, 5 ounces, not again, I'm just saying a level. Then you'd put in grapes, you put in one grape, it goes up a little bit, you put in a second grape, it goes up a little bit, a third grape, a fourth grape, and then fifth grape, oh, the water level went up by 1 ounce. 1 ounce, that would be a kizayis. So that's how a person could tell. It's a very simple thing. It's not the... You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that how to measure it. That amount of water, the water moved up that amount. That means to say that what you put into the water, hatfanumen an art, that art was hatfanumen, caused the water to go up, and that's how much a kezayis is. The svarim call, all the svarim speak about in terms of smak. Smak stands for samach mem kuf. Samach mem kuf stands for centimeter cubed. So a cubic centimeter. We call a cubic centimeter. We call today a cc. So you don't have to, a cc is just a measure of how much volume there is in the water. So if the water went up, Lamarshall, in that bottle, the water went up an ounce. Be'erach, that's 30 cc is be'erach an ounce. Okay, so these are the two yesoides that you should know. There's also you should know that there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that pasuf ganim misharini k'may shehi, that you don't have to squeeze the meichel to a point where it's compressed. You don't have to compress the meichel. The meichel, the way that it comes in front of you, that's how it's sheer. So if you have a meichel that's very light, it's going to weigh very little. If you have a meichel that's heavy, it's going to weigh very much. But it's not, it's how much art the meichel takes up. So the marshal, if you want to go with how much it weighs, so somebody says it's an ounce. It's going to weigh an ounce. No, but it depends how heavy the meichel is. The marshal, if you take a pillow full of feathers. So the whole pillow full of feathers could be this big, and it could weigh, let's say, a pound. And you could take a pound of chocolate or a pound of lead, that could be a little square, much smaller. They both weigh up a pound. One will fill up 10 times as much space as the other thing. So Misharina Kamay Shahi, the way it is, not according to the Mishkal. So Abazai, a marshal, if you want to be Mashiach popcorn, so let's say you waterproof some popcorn and you put the popcorn into the water and you see how much goes up for an ounce, so you'll see so many pieces will push the water up an ounce. You'll take the same thing, you'll take chocolate, which is much heavier, and you'll put it in, you'll see how many pieces of chocolate make the ounce go up. It's bistama, a ratio of 10 to 1. Bistama, there's 10 times you'll in for the weight that you get for, let's say, an ounce, you'll have 10 times as much popcorn, or you'll, for the ounce of popcorn, you'll have 10 kezaisim. For the ounce of chocolate, of weight of chocolate, you'll have 1 kezais, or 3/4 of a kezais. So that's why it's very confusing. This is just, I'm just saying the hakdama, it's very confusing to think in terms of weight. You can't think in terms of weight. You have to think in terms of, that's the nefach, how much nefach it produces. Okay. Now, so the shaila is, how much is a kezias? There's two shailas really that we have to know till we approach how much matzah we should take. First, we have to know how much is the ikka shaila. We have to know is how much is a kezias. So, first of all, there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes in Gemara Nerevin, there's a machlokes in machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rambam, in how much a kezayis is, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. Either it's a shlish beitza, or a chatzi beitza. Now what does that mean? That means, again with the same marshal, if you took a baby bottle, I guess you'd have to have a little bit of a wider mouth, and you put in an egg, the egg goes up, let's say, a little bit more than 2 ounces in the water. The water goes up a little bit more than 2 ounces. So chatzi that, you can put a chatzi beitza into the, that's a kezayis, according to the more chamer de kashita in the Shitas Taisvis. According to the Rambam, a third of an egg will be a kezayis. So it's less. You want to figure in cc, it's about 29 cc versus 18 cc. The shaila is a shaila, it's an algemeine shaila, it's negeya in Chilas Pras and the other Zachen, it's negeya in Erev. The shaila by Erev is, you have to have, for Erev, you have to have a Suda. How much is a Suda? So, Taisu says it's 4 Beitzim. Rambam says it's 3 Beitzim. And we know that there's between 8 and 9 Kizesim in the Suda. And so, by a pure mathematical calculation, you know that there's either, it's either a half a beitza or a shlish beitza. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Lagabi Matzah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down he says in Taf Pei Vav, Shia Kizayis, Yeshaimim to have a Kachatzi Beitza. He doesn't bring down the other Shita. He just brings down Yeshaimim to tell you that there's another Shita, but he doesn't bring down the second Shita. In other places, he brings down only the Shitas Rambam, and in some places, he brings it down in both. And the Pichadish explains that the Ika Shita that the Rambam holds is that it's a Shlish Beitza. But whenever it comes to, when it comes to a bracha achreinu, which is a suffix bracha, when it comes to matzah, which is a shaila d'oraisa, so he brings down the mochamer d'kashia, which is a chatzi beitza. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Taf Pei Vav, paskins that lechatchila we have to take a chatzi beitza. And for bracha achreinu, you also have to make a chatzi beitza. And the graz over there is mevayer. He says, "L'adim bichas amazin or bracha achreinu safik brachas lahachol v'lo yivarech ad sheyoda she'achol kachatzi beitza." Mishnah Brura says like that. Aruch Hashulchan, all the paiskim she mimeyam anu shaisim say that the shear is shear for bracha achreinu, the shear for matzah is a shear for a chatzi beitza. Okay. Now the shaila is how much is a beitza? So for that, Rav Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch said that a beitza, you have to use a beitza beinonis. It's a beitza beinonis, is a beitza beinonis was manenu. So the shaila is how much is this? So it's yidua that the Chazanish, no, the Chazanish used a beitza of 50 cc. 30 cc is a little bit less than 30 cc is a fluid ounce. So you can think of, how do you think of a fluid ounce? A schnapps glass, the small schnapps glass, it has a little line on it. If you fill up the schnapps glass, that's an ounce. That's a fluid ounce. So think of a schnapps glass, that's a fluid ounce, that's about 29 cc. So Rav Moshe gives an eitza on how to find out how much is a kebeitza. He says what you do is you take the middle, how do you take the average? You take the middle beitza. There are five baits, there's five shears, five sizes of baits that they sell on the market. There's a small, a medium, a large, an extra large, and a jumbo. He says you take the large, it's in the middle. In Eretz Yisrael, there's three shearim, so you take the, there's four shearim, so you heard from Rav Rosner to take the Beinoni, which is also about the same size. It's about 55 cc. In other words, it's about a little bit, half of a Beitz is a little bit less than what is despised by an ounce. Fine. Okay. So we know that you have to take nefach. We know you have to take displacement of an ounce. Okay, so that's for kezayis. The Mishnah Brura says that you measure the kezayis with the shell. Rav Chaim Noah says you measure the kezayis without the shell. But Rav Chaim Noah says that you have to leave a little bit for your teeth. But Be'erach, it comes out to about the same thing. With the Mishnah Brura, it's very simple. All you have to do is go out and buy a dozen eggs, put them into water, see how much the water displaces. Half of that, half of the average, take the average egg, half of that is a kezayis. I can tell you that you'll find that it's a little bit less than an ounce. Okay. Now, the Chazon Ish found a Tshuvas HaGaonim. And the Tshuvas HaGaonim Shadi Beinarga in the whole business. The Tshuvas HaGaonim says, the Chazon Ish is in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Tes Ois Vav. Tshuvas HaGaonim says that when Chazal gave a shear of kezayis, they gave a shear according to the zayis that everybody sees. He says it's not shayach. Chazal knew, the Torah knew, that Yidden are not going to always be in Eretz Yisrael. They knew that they're going to be fashpreit in the ganze Welt. And how is it shayach to go give a shear? So the only way to give a shear is that the Torah meant, the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the shear is whatever the kezayis is in that zman. Whatever the average zayis is, the average olive is, and that's mine. So that's very simple. You go to the store, see how many different sizes of kezayisim that there are, and you take the average size, and that's the size of a kezayis. Now, the oiler made olives. You know that olives are very small. The average olive, you could fit from an average olive, five of them into a kezayis. So the Chazon Ish said, Sandu, that's what it is. So the shear of kezayis is 1/5 of what our shear is. So that means you take a little schnapps glass. In that little schnapps glass, you have five kezayisim. What the water displaces is five kezayisim. And that's how the Chazon Ish taka in the mishpacha of the Chazon Ish, that's how they taka were noyig, that if you ate just a little bit amount, it was enough to make a bracha achrayinu. The Chazon Ish paskin the halacha l'maisa, since the Shulchan Aruch says a shlish beitz and a chatzi beitz, so a bazoi vayit, you could rely on a shlish beitz even for a diraisa. So you could take a smaller shear. That means to say that if you take that little schnapps glass, 1/3 less is enough. It's 18 cc. I think that the minig of the ganze Welt is like the Mishnah Brura, like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, like Rav Moshe. We go with the shear that the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Brura says, that it's a chatzi beitza, which is like a schnapps glass. If somebody fears with all the chumris and kulis of the chazanish, so then ain a chanami. He'd be able to fizach with a much smaller shear. It's a little bit of a pella, because everybody knows the chazanish shear, it's like a tremendous shear. Why is that? Because the chazanish has a shear for a beitza. Now, the shear for a beitza, we come into this big shaila of niskatnu abeitzim. And this is the last prat that we'll need to know to figure out what's the shear for a matzah. There's a Gemara The Gemara in Pesachim. It's Kuf Tes, Amar of Chizda. Kuf Tes Amar Aleph. Amar of Chizda. Revius Shel Teira, Etzba'ayim, Brum Etzba'ayim, Brum Etzba, V'chati Etzba, V'chaymish Etzba. Okay, an Etzba is a thumb, the width of a thumb. You take, the Gemara gives you the shear of a revius. Now we know a revius is a beitz of a bechza. That's a given. We know that. So we know that in this little box, if we make a box, and in this box we'll make a box that's etzba'ayim long, etzba'ayim wide, and 2 fingers and 7/10 of a finger high. In that box, we fill it with water, that's the amount that is a revius. So we know from that amount how much, there's 3 kezesim in a, if you have a chatzi beitza. So we'll know how much there is in there, how much beitza there is in there. Okay. So the Tzlach, Nadav Yehuda, went and he made such a box. And he found that he found an egg, and the egg was 50 cc, be'erach, a little bit less than 2, the displacement of 2 ounces. And he made a box, and he found that that box held twice as much. So he said, Niskatnu abeitzim. He says, there's only one of 2 things. He says, it's not shayach to say that people got bigger, got twice as big. Must be that the beitzim must have been twice as big, and that's why, if I use Chazal shear of a beitza, there's twice as much place in the box as the Niskatnu abeitzim. So, Be'ika, this was not Niskabo it's a teretz, but Be'ika, it wasn't Niskabo so much, and the Mishnah Brura goes through in Hilchas Kiddush and other places that goes through and is not Mekabel it. But says that for a deraisa, like matzah, it's ongunum and the people want to be machmer, so we could be machmer and double the shear, basically. That's what we're saying, doubling the shear. Yisrael kadoshim, so Yisrael took on this chumrah, that when it comes to a mitzvah deraisa, they double it. For Kiddush, the Mishnah Brura says, if somebody wants to be machmer for Kiddush, which is me'ika deraisa, Kiddush on Shabbos, which is meikah deraisa, also it's, you could double it, it's not, that's not meikah then. So that's why the Chazanish took on, that this is the shir, the Chazanish took on halacha lemaisa, like the Tzlach, that for beitza you have to double the shir, and to mamela, if the shir of a kais would be the marshal 2.5 ounces. You'd have to double it, so you have to have 5 ounces. That's the shear. So everybody knows that the Chazanish shear is double. If it's the Chazanish zok, that's only for beitza, because beitza was given in beitza and memsah are all connected. That was given. But the shear of Kezias, he says, that he has from the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, that Shia Kezias is Kezias is Kezias Manenu. So he says one thing has nothing to do with the other. Kezias Manenu Taka is that's the Shia. So it comes out that when somebody says that I'm going to take the Chazon Ish Shia for Kezias, I mean, I don't think anybody make a bracha achrena. Anybody out of Bnei Brak would be scared to make a bracha achrena on such a small Shia. Oh, but that's the Shia of the Chazon Ish. So now, how does it have to do with matzah? Since in matzah we are chayshish for this neskatnu abeitzim, so we have to take be'etzim two kizaisim for matzah for the matzah diraisa. Rav Moshe has a different mahalach tefa'em for the shayla. And also to remember the steerer, and also to come out with a chumrah, and it's a little bit less. Rav Moshe says, "What's the problem? The problem is that we have a steerer. The problem is that we have a beitza like this, and if you take the box, it's much more." So Rav Moshe says, "Don't have to double the egg. Figure out how much the size of the box is." And Rav Moshe figures out the size of the box, lefi an amma. An amma has six tefachim in it, each tefach has four fingers, has four etzbayis in it. So just by knowing the size of an amma, you could know the size of an etzba, figure out the box. Rav Moshe came to a conclusion that the box is smaller than the, not much, but about 10% smaller than the slach's box. And it comes to like 45 cc, like be'erach an ounce and a half. Okay, and that's, if you want to be machmer, you could be machmer to that double, or one and a half time the size of your kezias, and finish. I think the olim takes on both chumris for the shir matzah, because we want to be sure. So we take on the slach's chumrah that we're doubling the size, and we take on the not a little bit more than Rav Moshe, and that's the shear that I think the olam takes on for a shear of kezias of achilas matzah. Now there's one last zach that we have to know before that, which is the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a suffix in which matzah to make a bracha on. We make two brachas. We make a bracha of al achilas matzah, and we make a bracha of al mitzi lechem menorahs. We take lechem mishnah, which is the way we're noig, we take two whole matzahs, the top matzah, the bottom matzah, and the top matzah, two whole matzahs. That's for lechem mishnah. Then we put down the top matzah. We make the bracha of al achilas matzah on the prusa. It's lechem ani, and we make the bracha of hamaytzi lechem menorahs on the shleima. Except there's a machlokes if you should do that or not. The tour brings down 2 days. There's a smak. The smak holds that you make the bracha. You make both brachas on the prusa. So which bracha am I, which one am I making the bracha? Am I making the bracha on the prusa or the shleima? Machlokes. Ay bazai, zok the Shulchan Aruch, so take a kezias of the top one and a kezias of the bottom one. Now Rabbeisai, if you have to take a kezias of the top one and a kezias of the bottom one, and you're going to be doubling the kezaisim, you're going to be eating four kezaisim in one shata, which is quite difficult. Zakhtar Rav Moshe, no, you don't have to. Lagabi, this chumrah, this inyan, I mean, yaitze with less than a. Lagabi, this inyan of having a kezias from. We want to eat a kezias when we. Baitseya the lechem, we want to eat a kezias. It's of the mitzvah of eating kezias. So from Lagabi, this chumrah, it's enough to take a smaller kezias of a shlish beitzah, because a kezias of a shlish beitzah is a good. So in the same kezias that you doubled to take for your shia matzah, take half of that from the middle one, take half of that from the top, from the shlema, and memela lagabi the shia matzah, achilas matzah, you yaitza all the chumris by getting a double kezias. Lagabi this extra chumra of taking kezias from both, you took the kezias away. That's how it's like Rav Moshe. Okay. So now, how would we know how much is a kezias? So you could know it in two ways. You could take a matzah and waterproof it and put it in a baby bottle and see how much goes up. You won't be able to eat the matzah that way, but or you could do it with a cheshbon that should be almost accurate. It can be very accurate because it's not exact, but you try to take a little drop more. So there's a cheshbon of how many matzahs come into a pound. If you know how many matzahs come into a pound, you'll know be'erach how thick the matzahs are. The thinner the matzah, the more space that you'll have to use. The thicker the matzah, the less of the whole matzah that you have to use. So I have a cheshbin after very tedious waterproofing and testing that if you count your matzahs and the 9 matzahs in a pound, so that's very thin. That's the stamina the most that you'll get out of a pound. If you have about 7.5 matzahs, that's average medium. If you have 6 matzahs, that's thick. So if you have thin matzahs, very thin matzahs, so then a little bit more than half a matzah will be a kezias with niskat nu abeitzim, with all the chumris. If you have a medium matzah, it'll be about 40%, 41% of the matzah. And if it's a thick matzah, a little bit more than third, 35% of the matzah. That'll give you that 2 kezaisim, the double kezias and the kezias for chilas matzah. Now, sometimes what you can do is you want to figure out how much it is in weight. I always said you don't go by weight. Yeah, but if you take the amount that you know to be a kezias and you weigh matzahs, so then you can get an average, called density, you get an average of how much of what matzah would weigh. So then you go a little bit l'chumra. So we weighed a whole bunch of matzahs. Somebody just made a sefer over here, a very nice sefer. I weighed for them a lot of matzahs. He has that in the sefer. Checked the kezias of it. We came out that if you weigh it on a scale, like a Weight Watcher scale or something like that, 28.5 gram on the scale is the equal of this double kezias. 16.5 gram would be what you'd need for a regular kezias, and 28.5 was what you would need for this double kezias, this kezias of achilas matzah d'oraisa. Now agav, it's kedai to know that the Mishneh Berurah says that since there's a machloikis between a shlish beitzah and a chatzi beitzah, when a person eats something and he's going to be nichnas into shayla bracha achreina, it's kedai not to eat a little bit less than from a little bit less than shlish beitzah to a little bit more than a half a beitzah. So that means to say that if we're talking about what you think is a kezias, So from a little bit less than a shlish beitzah, which is the smaller shear for gzayis, the chatzi beitzah, which is the biggest shear for gzayis. You shouldn't eat in between that. According to the Chazon Ish, you have to be careful if you want to be nizer on this. You have to be careful not to eat even from a fifth of a gzayis. So that's pretty hard to be nizer on that. It's so small. But if somebody wants to be nizer on that, kol hakavod. Okay, so that would be the shear that a person would need for chilas matzah. How much would be the shear for the inyan of kairach? So then, you don't. Then, if you took kairach is a derabbanan at the most. So there's no inyan to say niskat no abeitzim. There's no inyan to use this bigger shear. So then, take a regular shear of gezayis. You could take the chatzi beitzah, the gezayis that we use it for all mitzvahs to rabbanan, and take that and use that with a gezayis of maror. So the shear for that would be, again, if it's a thin matzah, you would use a little bit more than a third, 31%. If it's a medium matzah, 24%. If it's a thick matzah, 20%. And if you have to go weigh it, it would be 16.5 on the grams. If somebody is a choler, I know that there's some people that are expecting that it's very, very, very difficult to eat a lot of matzah and maror. Befrat, some people are having a harder time. For her to eat a gezunt shear and then to throw it up and not to be yaitze is nishkan simchas yantif and nishkan mitzvahs matzah. So, chayla. So, for them like this. First of all, the inyan of miskatnu abeitzim is that's only a chumra. That's not mikra din. We do it as a chumra. So to give that chumra to like a mulberis or somebody like that who's having a hard time, that there's a big mockum that you could be make of with that. And then to give a shlish beitzer for a chayla, it's meikar adin. It's meikar adin. You are yaitze with that. So for the rabbanon, that you have come out all of the paiskim, the achrayim, even the stipler writes with all the chumris and everything like that. If he writes for a chayla, avada, you could be mako to a shlish beitzer. For maror and for legabi the bracha, since we're noyig that we make a bracha on a chatzi beitzer, means the largest year, so if it's easy, it could be kedai to have somebody be mochi the person with alachilas maror. Fine. If not, beikar din, they could make the bracha. So legabi the shir maror. So that's also legabi the shir maror. Legabi the afikaimin. So afikaimin, there's an inyan to eat two kizesim, one for the carbon pesach, and one for matzah. So, right again, if here you don't have to use niskatnu abeitzim, so again, you could use two regular kizesim, or if necessary, two kizesim of the shlish beitzer. The shear would be, let's say, for a thin matzah, it would be 39%, 40% of it. For a medium matzah, 30%, and for a thick matzah, 26%. Or if you go with mishkal, it's 21 grams. Now, we have a inyan that we have to eat less than a din. We have to eat less than the kezayis of the karpas before. It says, make netilas yadayim without a bracha and eat less than a kezayis. So what's the reason for eating less than a kezayis? The reason for eating less than a kezayis is because if you eat a kezayis, you're going to have to make a bracha achrona. So what? Okay, so the vart is like this, that there's a shayla machlekes apayskim, if the bracha, we in the Rashbam, if the bracha of the maror, there's two brachas in the maror. There's a bracha, like by yayin, there's two brachas. There's a bracha on the yayin, the bracha pre-agafen, the bracha sananin. By the maror, there's two brachas. There's a bracha on the mitzvah, and there's a bracha by priyadama on the etzim, on the nehenin of the maror. Now, if the maror has a shaykhis to the suda, so then if it's part of the nehenin, so then on vegetables in the middle of suda we don't make a bracha. The brichas apas, the brichas amaitzi covers it. It's right here. If it has no shaykhis, then it would be like Paris or anything like that, that it would need a bracha in the middle of the Suda. So if somebody took an apple in the middle of the Suda, which has no shaykhus to the Suda, has nothing to do with the Sviya, so then he'd have to make a bar priyates. Hu adin, if he takes some lettuce that has nothing to do with the Suda, he's eating it with shame mitzvah smara, so he'd have to make a bracha on it. So in order to avoid that problem, we make a bracha on the karpas, and we have in mind to pat the maror in the suda. Okay. Now, look at the cheshvin. Does a bracha that you make before the meal need a bracha achreina? B'derech klal, yes. If I eat an apple before the meal, so I need a bar nefashis on the apple that I ate before the meal. What shaychus does it have to the benching? Even if I eat an apple in the middle of the meal and I make a bracha by priyates on the apple in the middle of the meal, but the benching helps me because it's taka in the end, it's part of the meal, it's part of the sphere of the meal. But if I ate it before the meal, it has no shaykhus to the benching. What shaykhus does it have to the benching? So why should I? So I make a burn of fushes on it. Even if I forgot about it and I'm holding in the middle of the meal, I make a burn of fushes in the middle of the meal. There's no shaykhus to the benching. I can't pata this apple before the meal. What happens if I have an apple before the meal and I know I'm going to have an orange in the middle of the meal and I can't make a bracha, I have a suffix, maybe it's an appetite, maybe it's an appetite, I don't know what to do, so I have an etza. I'll make a bracha on the apple before the meal and have an das to be mighty the burpee etza on the orange that I'm going to eat in the middle of the meal, kavaldik, right? So now the comes out that the apple that I ate before the meal is doing something for the meal. It's opening me up so that I could eat the orange in the middle of the meal without a bracha. So the apple before the meal is enabling me to eat the peris in the middle of the meal, that apple before the meal has a shaykhus to the meal. If that apple before the meal was just like an appetizer before the meal. So I can't eat the meal good. So I take a piece of herring before the meal. And now the piece of herring gives me a geschmack to eat, and now I could eat the meal. So that piece of herring doesn't, even though it's before the birchas hamazon, the birchas hamazon patters it because that herring was needed for the meal. Who had been over here? If I ate the apple before the meal and I needed it to patter the peris in the middle of the meal, that apple is going to be potted with the birchas hamazon. Okay, so let's get back to the karpas. On the tzad that the karpas potters the maror. The maror needs a bracha. On the tzad that the maror needs a bracha. Like those rishonim that hold that the maror needs a bracha. So if the maror needs a bracha, the karpas before the maror, before the meal, has to pater it. So if the karpas is patering it, so it comes out the karpas as a shaychas to the suda. Comes out, if I'm going to make a bracha achrayna on the karpas, it's a bracha levatala, it's a bracha shana tzricha. So I can't make a bracha achrayna on it. If I eat a shir. Like the rishonim that hold that the maror in the middle of the suda doesn't need a bracha, the pas patered it, doesn't need a bracha. So it comes out, when I had kavana on the karpas that I'm patering the maror, it was a falsha kavana, it was a worthless kavana, it was nothing. I wasn't patering the maror. So if I wasn't patering the maror, so then the karpas has nothing to do with the suda. If the karpas has nothing to do with the suda, the karpas needs a bracha achreina. That's a big problem, right? So I might be stuck here. So that's why Chazal tell us, take karpas less than a kezias. And if you take less than a kezias, so then you don't get into the problem. You avoid the problem. Because you're less than a kezias, so anyway you don't need a bracha achreina. So mamanav shach, don't make a bracha achreina. Because you took less than a kezias, so that's it. So that's why you have to have karpas less than a kezias. How much is less than a kezias? So we said, since Me'ikar Adin, a kezias could be a shlish beitza, so take what would normally be a kezias, let's say take a cup of water, take like, let's say, two-thirds of that, of the cup. So I took a baby bottle before I came here. I figured that I have to tell the Olam something practical. I figured how could we figure out what's less than a kezias? So I took some baby carrots and I put them in a bottle and I saw that it takes three baby carrots to make the bottle go up one notch. Three for a kezias. That means to say that if you're going to eat karpas, actually we have a minute that we eat celery, that's pretty much the minig, but if you eat carrots. But if you took one baby carrot, lamashal, and you use that for karpas, so then it's for sure, it's less than a half a gezias, it's less than a third of a gezias. So that would be for sure good. So that, except like the chazanish, you need maybe a third of a baby carrot, but like that. So for this inyan, to take less than I guess we're out of time. But if there's any questions, the minhag is a quarter to.
What's the share of maror?
Share of maror is the same thing. One kezias, because it's the rabbanon. So it would be one kezias. And how much would you do it? So I have a picture of a kezias. Yeah, I'll show it to you. Yeah. This here is 3/5 of a kezias. So this is a half.
For the 1 ounce, the schnapps of the 1 ounce, is it half a bay or a quarter of a bay?
Schnapps is a half a beer.
Half a beer.
Right, that's 1 ounce.
So you want me back on the third of the beer?
3/5.
So you, right.
So you need more than that.
So you actually a little less than the schnapps.
That's right.
Together. Together.
So two baby cats, that would be a problem. Two baby cats, that would be a problem.
Right.
Because
two machine matzah, do you have any practical
Without Niskat Noa Beitzim, let's say just for benching in the middle of the year. Oh, I forgot to talk about that. For Shabbos and Yom Tov.
What? What chance for Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah for every suda. You have to have.
That's the
You have to have a
little bit more.
So what would you have said?
So you have, no, so I'd say, so you have to have two, so these
the same
three.
Same like double kebaya, I mean?
Yeah, so there it's not double, there it's not to get a kebeya. The same thing, you'd have to take two, the same shear that you take for the shear from matzah deraisa, you'd have to take that shear for every suda, Shabbos and Yontif. The yaitze, the suda.
How do you share that?
This is four tenths of
it. Isha choyla could be something on that for the mitzvah.
Even less. This is a chatzi. This is a chatzi beya.
Is a chatzi beya.
Right.
Huh. Is everything in this book?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
The animal pack is. Yeah.
The davening mincha.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Revius is the same. It's totally on the same shaila. Revius. It's totally on the same shaila. Because if you say niskatnu abeitzin, so then you have to use not a beta and a half, but three. So that means to say, that's why, so you need to have berach like five, a little bit more than 5 ounces. So take a measure of 5 ounces. If you don't, not for Kiddush, just stamp for Abrakosis and stamp for Bracha Achrona, it's enough to have an egg is about 2 ounces, so half egg is another half, so it's 3 ounces. So it's enough to have a little bit less than 3 ounces. It's more than enough for a shear. 3 ounces.
A shear of
Revius.
Don't you think Chishol Yosh is bigger than other places?
I mean, I don't know what.
Get all these other places, the size of this shoe. Can I look at this book? I have one of these.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is there any other safer than as?
No, just pretty much.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Good.
Is it going to be a tip?
Yeah. I have to get something like
I mean, I don't know if this came out good. I just bought this from a chavrusa.
You live here in Lake Kodesh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a shed. To find out how to make it.
Is it about Nora? Let me just... A wedding shed right there.